Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Boston, the greatest sports city in the world. Period. And this is Boston's home for the Bruins, Celtics, Patriots, and Revolution. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You don't have to lift a finger to wake up to Toucher and Rich.
No way.
Just tell your smart speaker to play. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Might see a goaltending change here, Judd.
And as we say that, Tuukka Rask steps onto the ice. Takes off the toque.
Just because you've never been hit in the head with a puck doesn't mean you can't sound like you've been hit in the head with a puck.
Wins are for kids.
It's the Toucher and Rich Drunken Bruins Recap.
If kids win, it is
on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and last night's Bruins game was a Louis Erickson fest, which means that it was off in the Toucher household fairly early.
That was just atrocious hockey. I mean, not only was Halak pulled after, what, he gave up the first goal within 3 minutes, and then in that second period, it was bang, 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 four goals out of there. They bring in Tuukka Rask.
He gives up a goal on his first shot.
Yeah. You want to talk about two of the worst goals scored this season. Two of them were last night on two different goalies.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gobranson, the guy who scored on Rask on his first shot, I think that was his first goal in 35 games.
Yeah, what was the one though where Tuukka Rask was so far outside, out and out of net? That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just as bad as it gets. Eight total goals scored in a second period, which you would think, even if there were goals being scored the other way, and our man Jake DeBrus scoring too, that was just tough hockey to watch.
Yeah, you made the point. It was boring, even though it was high scoring.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a phrase, a rhyme I just made up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Young Bird, or not so Young Bird, was out at the Garden last night, coming over from the streets of Everett.
Mm-hmm.
And here is what he had to say.
Is this for radio?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What did you think of the game tonight?
We f***ing suck. I mean, honestly, I'll give you a real sports analysis right now. I'll hit you with it. We need to get rid of David Krejci because he's f***ing garbage pail. Tuukka Rask, you're done. Bergeron, I love you to death. You're the best. Keep him. Marchand, you're the best. I love you.
Don't steal my lighter.
All right, what happened?
Don't steal my lighter.
All right, so there's
so
a
this
felony.
Guy is obviously playing drums while smoking and doing a recap at the same time.
Oh, so this is a guy playing drums?
No. It just sounds like it's so loud.
I was going to say, what a multitasker.
It's a drummer's handler. That's right. It's his manager.
I got a kid here. It can really annoy you.
He's the bucket guy. He carries the bucket everywhere.
Hey, are you interested in something that's really going to bother you? Who gives them money?
They're the worst. You know, there are street performers that are pretty good. Like ones that, like Shredder Joe, the guy who's on the David Ortiz Bridge.
Yeah.
You know, that guy rules. That Shredder Joe is always there. I'm cool with that. Rock and Roll Mike, we know that we liked him when he was out there.
Sure.
Then there's the dude who's got the keyboard and the microphone with a little Peter Frampton voice. That guy rules. Bucket guy sucks and always has sucked. Like, there's no entertainment value in a guy beating on a bucket.
There is none. And by the way, they're not even like the good ones that like use their legs to like lift it up and make different sounds.
No, it's one bucket and a couple sticks.
Yeah, it's like, why would you possibly encourage that? It's like feeding pigeons. Like, they're just going to come back.
So what happened in the second period?
Garbage.
So all right, so you want to trade Krejci and Rask in a package. Who do you want to get in return?
A sack of pucks?
There we go.
You got to find a team that has $5 billion
under the cap. Yeah, he's going to say, Fred, let's guess now.
All right.
Who's he going to say?
He's going to say he doesn't care.
No. He's going to say, again, being Boston, there, you know, Sidney Crosby. We'll get Crosby for him.
Bring back Lucic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right?
My favorite player right now, honestly, even though he's a garbage person. Even though he's a garbage person in real life and out on the street, but Patrick Kane is my man. He might.
That makes sense. You're right, yeah.
Sure.
You package a horrible contract with another horrible contract.
And get back Patrick Kane.
Yeah, Patrick Kane, who's a garbage human being.
I told you, right neighborhood.
Yeah. And not to get too nerdy with it, Chicago's not exactly swimming in cap space.
That's true. They would actually welcome getting Kane's contract off the books, I would imagine.
Yeah, but then you returned with over $14 million.
Not for those two guys, but yeah.
And he might be, you know, a weirdo outside, but he's the boss on there, and I would love more than anything for him to come here.
All right, if you could say anything to the Bruins players, what would it be right now?
I love you guys. I'm faced.
No kidding.
After a game like that, it's probably the only thing to keep your sanity after that second period.
Yeah.
So, Nick, or Bird, rather. By the way, some people are saying it sounds like he was interviewing Nick on the street.
Maybe young Nicholas couldn't take the pressure. There's a bit of a rivalry between the two.
Bird continues to move on, and he speaks to this gentleman.
All right, here we go. Bird, outside the garden after a game of diarrhea that had just occurred.
I'm Bro at 985 Sports. I'm going to interview you. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right, what'd you think of the Bruins game tonight?
Great game.
Okay.
All right. We're off to a good start.
All right. This is falling down stuff. This is not getting in a cab and going home.
This is what do you think of the Bruins game tonight?
Great game.
Yeah, this is you're going to need a lot of help.
Yeah.
And to that, I just want to say, what game were you watching, sir?
Yeah. Well, he's watching the beautiful thoughts in his head and all the pain go away.
Great game.
Really? We lost 8-5.
We scored points, though.
Well, they scored more.
Exactly. That's why we lost.
Can't fault
a meeting
them
of the minds.
He's got that right.
What a meeting of the minds. They lost 8-5. Yeah, but they scored a god of goals. Good point.
One's drunk, one's working.
Were you my math teacher at Everett High?
Which is which?
I told Adam 12 yesterday that Bert went to Curry College, and he was like, what? Like, apparently Curry's not bad.
It's not. I know a couple of the people that have gone there.
It's like a fairly expensive liberal arts school.
Yes, it is.
I just assumed since he went there, it was like 13th grade.
Nope. No. No.
They must have really been impressed by his touchdown at the Everett High football game.
What was the turning point in that game in the second period? That second period sucked, huh?
Yeah. They scored more than we did.
I know, it's awful.
Exactly, that's why we lost.
Expert analysis.
That's why I lost.
Can we make a promo out of that? Yeah. They scored more than we did.
Game tonight?
Great game.
They scored more than we did. That's why we lost. Toucher and Rich.
Weekdays, 6 to 10.
Well, every... what happened last night? It should start off with if any team loses, they scored more points than us. We lost.
That's it.
Who's the player of the game tonight? Who'd you like?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Again, man needs help getting home.
Yeah.
Sir, did you pee yourself?
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever slept under a bridge?
Yeah.
My goodness.
What'd you think?
So, the Bruins sucked in the second half.
Uh-huh.
Pasternak did not play up to his potential, neither did Berge. But Marchand, he was on his game.
Uh-huh.
However... the Canucks won,
yep,
and that really sucked.
What do you think of Hackle? Hackle, how do you say his name?
Hackle.
Hackle, I said it right. All right.
Hackle?
What name do you think he's trying to say there?
Oh, boy. Hackle.
Hasek.
No.
Nope.
No, hang on.
Oh, come on.
Hackle?
Dan in the other room's got it.
Hackle?
What do you think he's trying to say there?
Wait, let me try. Hackle.
Oh, I got it. I got it. It's Halak.
That's what I meant. Halak. That's what I meant.
It's Halak.
What did I say?
Hackle.
No, what did I say? I forgot who the goalie was.
I got it. I'm so psyched. I got it.
I forgot. I knew it was Halak, but I forgot Halak's name.
Listen to this conversation.
All right, I'm bringing it back.
The Canucks won.
Yep.
And that really sucked.
What do you think of Hackle? Hackle. How do you say his name?
Hackle.
Hackle. I said it right. All right.
Hackle has definitely been on his game for at least the last three games. And he's scored at least three of the five goals.
Okay.
So he's been good. However, unfortunately, we lost tonight.
Good job, Bob.
Yeah. That is a... how did Bird fit right in with two people that were blacked out drunk?
What do you think of Hackle? Hackle. How do you say his name?
Hackle.
Hackle. I see it right. All right.
Halak is Hackle?
Apparently.
What do you think of Hackle?
Yeah.
Hackle has definitely been on his game for at least the last three games.
He's been scoring goals, too, apparently.
Yeah.
Three goals last night, Hackle. What do you think about that that Hackle goalie over there?
Yeah.
Okay. How old did they play?
I don't know. I don't remember.
What do you think the bathrooms are like at North Station? Give or take.
That's right. What do you think of your 20s?
I don't know. I don't remember.
All right.
Are you frustrated that you can't get porn on the library computers?
Did you go to jail for trying?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Have you been arrested for indecent exposure? That's a man who at some point peed on a wall.
What did you think of the Bruins game tonight?
Great game.
Really?
All right, well, it was an exciting time to be out there last night.
That's my favorite one of the season so far.
That is.
Good for Bird.
Those are only Bruins ones, though.
Oh, sure. That's Bruins fans are just a different breed of human being.
They're just drunk.
True, you don't find that in Foxborough, regardless of how long they've been tailgating.
No, and like, you don't, even though the Celtics are a far bigger story, they don't get as drunk as that.
No, like, it's a different crowd altogether.
And it was also a perfect recipe for drinking. I mean, that game was over so early. I mean, that was awful. I mean, it was perfect for last night.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
There you go. All right. So we will be back. A certain nerd got in some trouble over there on the web.
And the Red Sox are distancing themselves from this certain nerd, as a matter of fact.
What'd you think of the Bruins game tonight?
Great game.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
John is up next in Vegas. Go right ahead, John.
Hey, Paul. I love your show. It's
Thank
my
you.
First time calling, but I've been a long-time listener. And may I say, with some of these callers, you have the patience of the saint.
Thank you very much.
So I might be the world's biggest Boston College fan. I actually consider myself a bit of a BC football expert. And let me tell you, not only are they going to cover against Clemson, I think they could win the damn thing. And I'd like to give you my X factor for the game, if I could.
I am waiting, but one of the most interesting games. There are not that many interesting games this weekend, but that's one of them.
I think it's the most interesting, but Boston local radio, they wouldn't talk about it. They could be number one, they wouldn't talk about it. But anyway, I'm not sure if you're familiar with BC's defensive line depth. Last year, they had a walk-on by the name of Mike Sarge-Riley. He's been getting some more snaps this season. I have a couple inside sources. They're telling me he's going to blow up this week. Now, I'll be honest, he has some deficiencies. He's a little overweight. He's slow. He's not a good locker room guy. And to top it off, he's terrible on the radio, Paul.
Okay, John, really appreciate the scouting report. I think maybe Boston Radio knows what they're doing. Pebo in Chicago.
Sarge, Sarge, Sarge. Rocking out of Callan with Jay Stew. Sarge, Sarge, Sarge. Getting free saga swings from Indy Wong. Sarge, Sarge, Sarge. Extra deck sauce with the saga
swings. He even got fine bombs.
John from Vegas has become the Captain Jinx of the show.
But the great thing is that a lot of these, well, I mean, 50% of them aren't even him. It's like other people.
No. But John from Vegas stepped out.
He's the expert at getting through. Like,
he got through to Finebaum.
Yeah, he's made it an art.
I mean, he might have sat on hold with Finebaum for like an hour.
Yep, and you said it best earlier, and that is that this isn't even about Sarge anymore.
No, it's just
about
nothing to do with
Sarge. It's just about getting through and making these people furious.
Yes, and if you don't know, this has happened organically. Sarge was in when the guys were out of town, and it was the 4th of July, and Sarge, we were taking phone calls about normal stuff, and one person insulted Sarge, and he got furious, and then so people just kept calling in saying they were going to talk about other stuff. Sarge got furious, so this has been happening gradually, getting more and more since July.
Sure.
So we're not going to play ones to the station unless they're just like brilliant anymore,
which they have been as of late.
Yeah, I mean, if they're really, really funny, we will. But right. Like,
because Felgren has been nailed several times. I mean, Zolak and Bertrand, it's merciless. I mean, you guys crushed them. We've had Adam Jones,
but the idea is that like we don't want to interrupt their like screw their shows.
Right, right.
And Felgren has really don't care, and Adam Jones doesn't care.
Sure,
Bertrand I think cares a little bit, but but I would now we're trying to branch out.
Yeah, and going to Finebaum was a great step. I mean, that was it. Now you got to do Francesa, but let's think about,
I mean,
you know,
anything.
Act locally, you know. Think globally, act locally.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
So station that's often played our audio on air very, 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 very often. In fact, hi guys, you're listening now. Greg Dickerson, who I love. I love Greg. And I'm not joking. Greg Dickerson is a fantastic guy. And he was working late nights last night. And John, you like Greg Dickerson.
Yes.
Everyone
hosted a show with you.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, he's a really, really nice guy. He's worked for the station. So this is not something that's coming out of like Venom or
no.
I didn't know this was going on. None of us did. But
we were made aware of this. So,
but Greg does not like this. I've heard this one, Greg, and thank you to a Twitter person who sent this.
And this is also the sound of on radio. There's something that can be dumped, and like so.
Yes.
So just know that when all of a sudden you hear a wrinkle in audio, that's because the station knew immediately what was going on and tried to dump it. But the reaction is still there.
The reaction is what makes.
All right. So let's go to the tape.
God, what do you got tonight, Ben?
Just two real quick points. I just think Terry Rozier, honestly, I think he's overvaluing himself a little bit. I think you saw it with Isaiah Thomas.
I could tell in the voice of this like 18-year-old doofus who's in college, who's just a dope, who should be doing something else instead of waiting on hold. And then I knew it. I felt it. I knew it. I've been doing this long enough. But you know what? I said I'm just going to let go. I'm just going to take the call. I'm going to pretend that it's real. But I just knew. So they get it over there. We're going to get it, whatever. Okay? Go do something else. If you're 19 years old or 18 or 21 or get a life. Don't call me now. Don't wait on hold to talk about Mike Sarge, Riley, or anybody else at any other
station. Begging
them
to call you.
Don't. Get a life. Do yourself. I'm doing you a favor. I don't care. If you call, you want to go Mike Riley a million times, fine. Go ahead.
No, you're fine.
I'm just trying to save you from yourself.
Yeah.
Sub-Zone, let's go warp speed to some fun, shall we? Sub-Zone, it's Sarge here. It's all good, baby. I'm staring at you through the camera with Sarge's creepy look.
Again, I like Greg Dickerson a lot. My advice to you would be if someone calls in, don't dump it and just go,
Yep, and there you go.
And then it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can hang up. I mean, it's just someone saying Sarge sucks.
Right. They're just like, okay, fine.
But the confusion.
Because the more you let it rattle you, that's just peeing on the anthill.
Well, that's how it all started.
Yep.
Is it was rattling Sarge. So this isn't even about Sarge anymore. This is about achievement.
It's about what level can you make?
Because Finebaum's big.
Feinbaum's big. Right now, Feinbaum's the leader in the clubhouse. No,
the sports pope would be to touch his son.
Because he'd take it so well. Limbaugh would be pretty good.
Oh, Limbaugh would be great.
Limbaugh or Hannity.
But I don't even know where you can listen to them.
That's it's just.
I don't either. Yeah, I don't know.
Not like they don't make
you know, 55,000 times more money than me, but I'm not dismissing their careers. I just don't know where you could listen to them. But, I mean, even like a station in another market, and then you just kept saying, like, you know, Sarge, this guy, he just sucks. Like, what do you guys think about the whole thing?
Dan just said my headphones doesn't crash work in Providence.
Doesn't who?
Gresh.
Yeah. Yep. After evenings.
Yeah, we love Gresh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Gresh might lose his mind. The Amy Lawrence ones are great, too, because she gets so flustered.
Because she doesn't know how to handle it. It's like, she's not very good. Like, she's doing the absolute opposite of what you should do.
I'm not doing it to him.
Who?
He just meant, I'm not going to bring it up.
Okay, all right.
But
afraid he might show up at your front door? I mean, what?
No. It's a guy who's he's been around enough.
But
we remember the Sarge. What are we calling it there? The Sarge hat trick or the Sarge?
No, it's the Sarge cycle.
The Sarge cycle is three calls in a row.
Yeah,
like if you and two friends can get on 1, 2, 3.
That's you're hitting the Sarge cycle,
and then it starts. And that doesn't count on the station, on this station. But if you can do it on another station, and you can, because then it gets in people's heads,
mm-hmm.
and it screws them up. Like we can't barely take phone calls. Like the phone call that got mad at Rich, I thought a Sarge was coming in. We can't take phone calls for the fantasy football.
You see, our callers, I don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
I don't mind the Sarge calls.
I wouldn't mind if someone called up if it was someone else and they said Sarge. I go, oh, yeah.
So I just got a tweet from Greg Dickerson. He said, if you guys hear a Greg from Milford ripping Sarge today during Zolak and Bertrand, it's me. # Amy Lawrence.
That's the reaction right there. Dickerson's got a sense of humor.
Good for
it.
Dickerson, man.
Yeah. So he's a good guy and a good talent.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rich, we have the stack coming up of all things.
Yep, let's discuss the Red Sox having to put out a statement yesterday because a baseball nerd apparently made a bunch of people angry.
He is despicable. He is just a quasi-individual, quasi-intellectual, who's all he does is make, I almost swore, all he does is make stuff really unfun. He just sucks fun out of it. He wears a tweed coat with patches, for real. All right, we'll discuss that. Here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
.985 the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
The Red Sox...
Oh, by the way, the stack is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
The Red Sox are denouncing recent comments made by senior advisor Bill James.
Ah, oh, Bill James. Mm-hmm. What a brilliant, brilliant man. Just focusing all his attention on minutia and crap. Writing books that only the most fervent psychopath would sit down and actually read. Someone that has ripped the sport full of that once was a sport for children, played on wonderful sunny days, and has taken it and put him in some stupid computer lab. A man that wears tweed shirts and has like a beard and that acts like he's a senior professor at Harvard, which he very well may be.
Well, he was criticized by the baseball community as he was arguing with some fellow sports writers on Twitter. That's right. Everything awful stems from Twitter.
Yeah, because he has to opine on Twitter because he's such a genius. He has to sit there on Twitter and, have discussions and arguments because he's such a brilliant man.
He was after he said that Major League Baseball players are replaceable and no more integral to the game than beer vendors and other people working in the professional baseball industry.
So what he believes is that he's more important than baseball players. That he's so brilliant, and there's no other way to take it.
Or as important, yes.
No, for him, he said we.
He said, if the players all retired tomorrow, we would replace them. The game would go on. Yeah, in 3 years, it would make no difference whatsoever. Yeah. The players are not the game any more than the beer vendors are.
So he is saying we, meaning the intelligentsia, the brilliant minds that have come up with all these stats that drive everyone crazy, that the game is not does not involve the players, that you could give him a crop of anybody and he could statistically figure out who would be the best.
As ridiculous as Bill James may be, I don't know if the people trying to make this a thing were even worse, including Bill Baier, who is another sports writer, who retweeted what Bill James said and put, if I'm a player, a front office employee saying this would make me never want to play for the Red Sox, despite all of the other good things. Yes, that. So this guy on Twitter,
that's
is
my
what
point.
Would turn you away.
That's my point. Who the hell is Bill James?
Right.
Like, what?
How many people follow? Let me see how many people follow him online. Me. Hang on.
They should make a movie about its life and just call it like old guy farts crap. I got my A game today.
I think that was actually the sequel to Gone with the Wind.
45,000.
He's reading James Joyce while going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
He's reading Ulysses while crapping.
Now you had even some players who ended up tweeting about this, including Justin Verlander. He said, hey, I wonder if the Red Sox win the World Series with a replacement player for Mookie Betts or J.D. Martinez or David Price.
Shots
or
out.
Jack or Jackie Bradley or Rick Porcello or Kimbrell or dot, 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 dot. And then, matter of fact, none of the Red Sox players really responded except for Jackie Bradley just retweeted Justin Verlander and said, thanks for sharing, JV. So a lot of people tisk, tisk, tisk. So to that, the Red Sox had to come out with and tweet out a statement saying, Bill James is a consultant to the Red Sox. He is not an employee. Hang on. Don't they pay him? If he's a consultant, isn't he an employee?
But they can say that they pay him, but they can say
he's not a full-time employee?
He's not a full-time employee.
Yeah. He's an employee.
He's paid as a consultant. Like, for instance, he's not on a contract.
Okay. He is not an employee, nor does he speak for the club. His comments on Twitter were inappropriate.
Now back to my Star Trek the fan fiction club.
And do not reflect the opinions of the Red Sox front office or its ownership group. Our championships would not have been possible without our incredibly talented players.
You don't say.
They are the backbone of our franchise and our industry. To insinuate otherwise is absurd.
Just like Linda Gray was the backbone of Battlestar Galactica.
I thought it was, what was his name, Twiggy? Beady, 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 beady. Wasn't that the robot?
That too. Yes. But it was too primitive a robot. Mm-hmm. I was already building such in my garage.
Yeah, so Bill James ended up making, the Red Sox have to write an apology is just where we are at on Twitter right
my
now.
My newest statistic is rolling nine die. Mm-hmm.
It's finally here, Fred. Fred, it deserves this.
Okay, I gotcha.
Finally. Boston proper is getting a Chick-fil-A. It was announced yesterday. Chick-fil-A is indeed coming to a location directly across from Copley Square. The one funny thing about all this, however, is that it's in the place where a Bolico is right now, and none of the people at that Bolico had any idea about this. So,
well, Bolico, you can that's a job with a lot of movement.
Well, I love Bolico, but the one thing I will say is that in relation to that location across from Copley, there's one 3 blocks in one direction and one in 3 blocks in the other direction.
Yeah, like, what's the average time spent working at a Bolico? Like, the amount of, like 3 months?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
So just go work for Chick-fil-A.
Listen, I love Bolico's food. It's amazing. I eat there probably more than I used to eat at Bolico 3 times a week.
You used to go and stand in line and wait for it to open.
Yep, I would. I went in a snowstorm one time to Bolico.
10:45. I remember this.
That's Chipotle. They have the weird opening time.
Bolico.
I'm not kidding you. I used to eat there 3 times a week, and I would get 2 burritos, okay. And I would crush those.
Sure.
Now it's about like twice a month. However, Chick-fil-A, this is the closest location. This is the only one in Boston proper. I think right now the closest one is you either got to go to...
Near me, right?
No. They just,
Framingham?
Maybe that one. They just opened that brand new one. Where's the big movie theater in the L.L. Bean store? It's right by where the Fox 5 used to be. Or Fox 25.
Dedham.
Dedham? Yeah, there's one in Dedham now.
Mine's closer than that, isn't it?
Not to me. Dedham's closer.
All right.
Well, the real question is, when this opens, how often do you go for the first three weeks?
I'm not exaggerating. I will go there. I'll go there at least 3 days a week. There's no question in my mind. When they first open, I might go there 4 days
a week. He can walk there. What is it, a 3-block walk?
That's where I'm going to have lunch every day.
Yeah.
Almost every day, that's where I'll have lunch. And I'll get myself one of the chicken deluxe sandwiches, which is the fried chicken with the cheese on it and the lettuce and tomato. And then, if they have the chicken salad sandwich, because not all of them do, I will get a chicken salad sandwich, I will get waffle fries, and I will be a happy man.
You're going to get pissed on a Sunday. There's going to be some Sunday you're hungover or something. You're going to go, I went Chick-fil-A, and then you're going to remember that.
I like to think of myself as a good Catholic, but I have denied God many a Sunday when I've really wanted Chick-fil-A.
Well, no, they're
not
open.
I've screamed his name in anger.
Yeah, they're not open on Sunday.
And I know it's like ironic, but there's no day that I want Chick-fil-A more than on a Sunday when I can't get it.
Of course.
Boy, does that piss me off. But I know they're doing it for the good and all that stuff. Stop being so religious. Give me my chicken.
It's like when you really want to have sex, but it's right whenever your girls, that's that time of the month.
Is that what it's like?
Yeah.
It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Let's go with that. It's exactly like that.
It's like he's on the toilet. It should be called Farts Out Toilet.
Is that the sequel to the other book that you had?
Yeah.
Old Man Farts Crap?
I'm on fire.
Okay, you're doing pretty good.
I'm riffing, baby.
You are.
I'll take us home. Don't worry.
That's what orders the Marconi.
Well, Marconis are tainted now.
So to speak.